You know that feeling you get when you see a new beer on the shelf? That's what it's like listening to us. This is the perfect pour.
I don't think it's that good, dude.
Oh, it's that good.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're just going to hang out with you. Yeah, dude. Hang out with you. Hour or two.
Yeah. What?
Have some fun with beer. Beer geeks.
This is not my contract.
Oh, need to renegotiate, dude. This is the 370th time this has happened. You should probably get it by now.
One would think.
For the show started, we just... Alex, I don't know if Matt opened up his, but we all have the same beer. Opened up General Sherman DDH. Chew Your Beers. Made famous by Chew Your Beer. IPA.
Famously famous.
I love gold!
Is that what you got, Matt? Two?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. You know what we're starting out with. Everybody feeling okay? Doing all right?
I'm eating my crackers.
Well, you must be good.
Yeah. Good here. My beer's getting warm, though. You guys have this problem right now?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to switch to my Yeti.
I have an insane amount of condensation happening if I don't use a Yeti cup. It's high condensation season.
Underestimated. It's only 46% humidity right now. 81 degrees. Partly cloudy.
Matt.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going, bro?
Good.
Got any culture or anything?
Oh, do I have any culture? You didn't ask. BrewDogs has released a lot of
BrewDog
public stuff.
Hello.
About their brewery.
How are ya?
Saying they're purchasing 2,000 acres in Scottish Highlands, and they're going to make it BrewDog Forest. So breweries wasn't enough. Now they're going to have a BrewDog Forest.
Greedy bastards.
They plan to plant 1 million trees to help offset their just carbon emissions. And, you know, they get to claim it as well.
They're saying they're going to be negative carbon. They're pulling more carbon. They're going to be pulling more carbon out of the Earth's atmosphere than putting it in.
Well, I mean, that's kind of related, but they're capturing CO2 created in fermentation and carbonated beers for packaging and kegging. So they're actually recapturing natural CO2 used in their process.
Are you sure they just don't want to drink in the forest?
Possibly.
They just want to have their own woods.
In my woods.
But they're spilling like $39 million on this carbon negative investment in general.
Times are tough. I mean, what do you want them to spend $70 million? What's going to make you happy?
I'm just surprised you can spend, they have $39 million to spend at all.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they have like 9 breweries. They bought the old Stone Place. They have a TV show. They made beer underwater. I mean, Nothing stops them.
They make beer underwater, so they got to be in good shape.
Yeah, there's a cool million right there alone. Mm-hmm. Underwater beer.
So let's see. Their sour beer series uses 100% surplus fruit that is cosmetically defective on the end of their shelf life. So they do that. Their out of code beers are distilled into vodka. And their spent grain. Okay. Their spent grain is used to make dog biscuits.
Biscuits.
Think they should send some to Louis.
Yeah, he's a proud supporter.
It says cans with old labels or design errors or production overruns relabeled, filled
error
and sold,
cards.
Filled and sold on their e-commerce platform.
Those are worth more.
So it's kind of, it's on Brewbound, or you could probably just search Brewdog Saves the World or whatever, and you can find it on multiple sources. I've seen it on at least two.
Google, is Brewdog saving the world? Number one result. Perfect Pour, episode 370.
And then, let's see here. There's a website that you guys may have heard of. It's sandiegobeer.news.
Heard of it? No, I haven't heard of it.
Nope.
Well, you guys have all heard of Indie Beer Show.
Duh.
Yeah. They were, they've been hyping it up on the Thursday shows. They're like, check out San Diego Beer News. And I checked it out and it had news.
That wasn't. It did, in fact, have news.
Five months old. Because
West Coaster is not happening much anymore.
So the Team Stone Relief Fund assists former employees, but they basically just have said that in the article that, you know, certain employees were forced into layoff due to COVID-19, as you can imagine. So the Team Stone Relief Fund was set up after the company let go of 300 employees in its 9 hospitality locations. The local community group, the San Diego Foundation, is managing the fund. The company co-founder and executive chairman, Greg Cook, has kicked things off by donating his entire 2020 salary. Other Stone executives have made sizable donations as well, but there aren't the only ones. Employees at every level of the company also contributed what they could, enough that the San Diego Foundation was recently able to send $1,000 cash gift cards to nearly 250 former Stone employees. So they kind of self-funded their own. What was that thing that we got? The free money that one time?
Stimulus checks?
Stimulus. Very stimulating checks.
And you stimulate my beers.
Oh, wait. You want to... Where's my... God dang it. Where is that thing? Where's my coaster?
Have you cleaned your garage since we've been there? Do you not know where things are at?
Yeah, I don't... Oh, that's right here.
Things are put away.
To hold the microphone properly. The Sonic Foamer. Let's see if the
Sonic. They'd be so proud to find that
out. Yeah, they're like, what? They're using it for what? Oh, dang. This battery is still good. This is the original battery in here.
He's got it wedged under the table to hold up one of the legs that's off center.
Oh, it's not. Ooh. Must need to be changed because it's not. Oh, no. I don't have water in it. God dang it. I don't have any water right now. Well, I'm going to get
so long
Sonic Foamer going here in a second. Next trip to the fridge.
Well, you shouldn't need it. This DDH is only one day old.
But I need my beer stimulated.
Stimulate my
beer. I need flaccid beer. What good does that do me?
So they go a little bit further in depth, the article. So I recommend heading over there, reach out, or look it out, look it up, reach out look to it.
For.
Do whatever, you know, read.
Read for once. Jeez. Stop scrolling.
According to Brewers Association, the Great American Beer Festival 2020 will be America's largest virtual beer event of the year. So they're saying there's some 900 craft breweries that are participating. There will be a two-day online experience. Let's see. And I'm assuming that the participating breweries are just going to offer discounts. So you're not going to one place for multiple breweries, but you can go multiple places for beer.
And pick up all the beer. I can still get shit-faced and wear a pretzel necklace all I want, all day. I'm going to go around town. You're wearing my pretzel necklace. Say, hey, man, it's GABF. Okay.
You could do that for free at any time. You realize that, right?
No, you got to pay money that one day. Oh, you can't just wear a pretzel necklace and not be at a beer festival, and not pay for it. Nick, jeez.
Oh, I'm going to Wetzel Pretzel this Saturday. And I'm going to have them string me up some pretzel bites. Hey,
string me up, bro. I'm going to a beer festival virtually.
Virtual.
Hey. Uh-huh. Give me a state and
Hawaii.
Okay, let's see if there's any Hawaii breweries involved. There is Broken Boundary Brewery, Maui Brewing Company, and Waikiki Hook Brewing Company.
Waikiki Hook. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, we got Three Sheeps, Ahanapi Brewing, Ale Asylum, Bare Bones, Bridge Up, Delta Beer Lab, Earth Rider, H.H. Hinder, Hinterland, Lake Fort, McFleshman's, Milwaukee, Pearl,
Arkansas.
It's pronounced Milwaukee.
It's pronounced Milwaukee.
There's a lot. You said
Arkansas.
Arkansas. There's Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one.
That's the one.
That's what we were looking for.
California. You know what they say? If you're from California, you go to Arkansas. And they say, where are you from? Oh, where are you from? You say California, and they say, I'm sorry. That's what you say when you're in Arkansas and somebody from California comes. Wow. So I'm sorry.
Give me Kansas. Two more states.
Kansas.
Wow. They're deep for that one.
Yeah, man. Switch it up.
Reaching in the bag. Not our Kansas, right? But your Kansas?
Yeah, your Kansas. Not my Kansas.
Augustino Brewing.
Whoa.
Fields and Ivy. Huh? Lost Evenings Brewing Company. Transport Brewing Company.
Wow. Kansas got some weird ass breweries, bro.
Man.
Lost
Evening? Is that one? Man, that was a lost evening I had.
Lost Evenings, yes.
Too much barley wine. I had a lost evening.
They're in.
So every night we record the perfect one.
Yeah. That was a lost evening.
I'm going to butcher this name, but Olathe, Olathe, Kansas.
Okay.
One more state. One more state.
Oh, it's Olaf. Delaware.
Oh, there was Delaware. Don't you worry. There is Autumn Arch Beer Project, Blue Earl Brewing Company, Midnight Oil Brewing Company, and Thompson Island.
Hmm. Okay.
Rehoboth Beach. Rehobol. Or sorry, B-O-T-H.
Rehoboth
Beach. Rehoboth. Yep. And California has like 5,000 breweries.
California?
No, California has one brewery, and they make all hazy beers.
And then what Colorado brewery? Has 5,002 breweries that are participating in this.
Cool. California has one brewery. It's called Golden Road. It's the best one there is.
Golden Road.
They figured out beer. So everyone else shut down and just started making Golden Road out of their brewery.
So yeah, check that out. And then Facebook let me know that, you know, memories and stuff.
Memories.
Great. Hang in.
I'm going to send it to you guys so you can also look at it. Lord.
Wow. Behind the wall, secret messaging.
Secret society. Well, no. So this was 5 years ago.
Oh, it's in the studio. It's a picture of many beers, all cans, one bottle.
I'm assuming Rad Stacy came on the show because
that looks like a Rad Stacy because there's some weird ass shit in there. Because
there's a long table, there's a New Belgium, there's Shift,
there's a.
So this is just in some insight for people.
There's a lot of Colorado beers. I'm going to send Colin and Janine beers, or she brought them all back with her, one of her Colorado trips.
Yeah. So what we were drinking about 5 years ago, there was Maui Brewing Coconut Porter. There was All Day IPA from Founders. That's right. Founders.
And
right?
The Matt had basically no notes.
Nope. This was podcast 111.
There's his notebook sitting in the picture.
From Upslope, there was a Pale Ale. New Belgium, there was Long Table.
Gosh, we were such children then.
There was Coronado, Colorado Pale, Kolsch.
Yay.
Colorado Ale, I don't know. Then there's a New Belgium Bomber, which I don't quite recognize what that is. There's GC.
It's one of those La Folie, is that right?
Ooh, it could be a La Folie. If it is, I like it. Then there's a GCB. Do you guys remember what that is?
No. It was a Red L. Who cares? That was for you. There's a thing. There's one called Aquafina. Ooh, Aquafina Brewer.
Ooh, Aquafina.
Then there's
Land of the Sky Blue Waters.
Legendary Red Ale, ESB Special Ale.
Boring.
And there's I kind of recognize the bottle, but that's next to the water bottle, but I just New Belgium Shifts in there too.
That looks like a North Coast beer. No, never mind. Looked like Prankster for a second.
But yeah, so those are some things that we were drinking 5 years ago while doing this very podcast.
Perfect poor memories. Nick?
Maybe Mikey will share that in the show notes.
Maybe.
Wow.
Do you have something to add that Matt did not talk about?
Yes, beer is over and everybody's drinking whiskey and gin.
No, not me, man. I'll be the last holdout.
You haven't crossed over? Yeah, you're still going to drink all them beers
I'll drink them all.
The Whole Foods. Getting down to the single section.
I still haven't been in the Whole Foods for like 5 months.
Whoa. Yeah, extended quarantine has, I think it's taken its toll on people. I don't think there's just no beer news. Or am I missing it too?
I mean, it's happening, but it's just like, you know, part of the craft beer culture is like getting out there in the mix and being at places and seeing stuff. And
there ain't nowhere to mix.
Yeah, when I go to the same 2-3 grocery stores, and these are my outings, and about every 3 or 4 weeks I go downtown pick up beer at the brewery.
Do you find yourself explaining beer to strangers now in the grocery?
Nope, I don't care about strangers anymore. Get the hell away from me.
Back.
Don't trust them.
I don't work here. Don't ask me.
Whole Foods is one of the better ones to go into. I've gone in there a couple times recently, and there's more employees shopping for like people doing pickup or delivery than there is actual customers in there now.
I would kind of like to go in there just to see that. Just to see how mellow it is in there.
You just see it's like every grocery cart has paper bags, and then they just have people with like, you know, scanning cell phones, and they're just like picking up people's orders. If you have Amazon Prime, you get free 2-hour delivery of Whole Foods.
Huh. I better look into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you open your Amazon app, you could say shop at Whole Foods.
I hate giving Bezos double money. Like, he's making double off of that shit. He's like, yeah, order Whole Foods and use Amazon. Cha-cha-ching. Piece of shit. Have you gotten Amazon delivered, Matt?
I haven't, but I mean
Whole Foods obviously gotten it. Can't help but get Amazon delivered, but
so they temperature sensitive stuff comes in like a looks like a space bag, and then everything else is normal. Whoa, Matt,
bags from space, dude.
And then everything else is in normal paper bags. And my coworker just said it was a nondescript car, but they had a Amazon t-shirt on. So
just a Corolla, and the guy with like hand-drawn white t-shirt, Amazon.
Uber's crossed out and just says Amazon above the sticker.
Hey, let's see some ID. See my t-shirt, bro. It's Amazon.
Legit.
Where else would I get that? From Amazon. This
for $5 under a guy under the overpass.
Okay. It's like the t-shirts out in the parking lot of the concert t-shirts.
Yeah.
Prime delivery. Same thing you'll get in there. These are $10 concert. Van Halen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
The date's wrong, bro.
It says Van Whalen.
Van
oh, they changed their name.
Van Hollen.
That's a real name. You'll see. Yeah,
this is the real thing.
These all have Gary Cherone on them. Oh, yeah, I got Gary back.
You know? Oh, man, sorry. You're going to have a surprise when you go in that venue.
What are we talking about, Nick?
I don't know. Whole Foods, aftermarket, Amazon.
Yeah.
Retracing our steps.
Sell here. Some Amazon shit in the parking lot.
How are your personal beer gardens coming? Are they fully constructed by this point?
No, man.
What? No.
My patio's done. Well, I mean, eventually I might have a table out there.
But yes. Yes.
Oh.
Everything else is done. The lights, the music, the cabinets.
Cabinets. Classy.
Yeah. Must have cabinets.
Do you have one of those permanent brick barbecues? You have one of those grills? No. Oh, okay.
I have a lot of brick, but it's not a barbecue.
Lots of random brick. Yeah, you've got a very brick-centric house.
Yep.
Brick. Yep.
It sure is. It's bricky.
Not a It's not a brick house, but there's a lot of brick around my house.
A lot of brick accent. Yeah, I need to start digging into my outdoor beer garden a little more.
Yeah.
Need to get some more accessories. I gotta get the string lights, light strings of lights. Everybody's got those. I gotta get one.
That's a must.
The hot thing this year has been those canopies where you pull them across. They're like the triangle sort of canopy. I've seen a lot of people getting those, but if I do that, it won't look right. It'll look like freaking half ass and shit.
Yeah, just go look at the Chicos on Shaw and Van Ness. You'll see the wind, the sun shades, the sun sail shades.
Yeah,
they have like five of them in front of their building. They're
all about it.
Yep, you have multiple backyards. You have the questionable deck area. You have the pool area. You have the patio.
Sure.
Then you have the back area. Then you have the between the two sheds. You could like do something with that.
That's my hiding place where I go to hide and cry.
Zach Galifianakis does his TV show from there.
Yeah.
And
between two sheds.
The title was too long, Between Two Sheds and Between Two Ferns. So they just cut it down to Between Two Ferns.
Like, how about Between Two Ferns?
If you pulled out a little further, you'd see two sheds. And, yeah.
Between two sheds.
Man. It'll get, now that the heat's going to start leveling back, I'm mad about the smoke fire took me out of my pool for a week. Didn't want to go outside, so.
It's canceled two front yard happy hours for us.
Oh, man.
Two now.
That's terrible.
That's getting ridiculous.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Brute IPAs, because Tiki IPAs are now a thing.
Tiki Barber?
Yeah. Tiki Barbers making IPAs. I don't know who that is.
Football player.
The tropical IPAs are the thing this summer.
Yeah, they're good.
Didn't see that coming.
That's the only trend we're seeing these days.
I haven't seen Brutes. I haven't seen Sessions. I haven't seen...
Everyone's too exhausted to even trend something now.
No, we don't care. Is it got booze in it?
Ooh, what's this year's trend? What's this year's trend in craft beer? Man, I'm too tired of that shit, bro. We're just trying to drink. Okay.
Is it cold?
And there's a lot of serious shit going on right now. I don't have time for your beer trends.
Okay, man.
Wow. Beer trend nerd has nowhere to go.
What do you think the trends are going to be in 2022, huh?
Stop forecasting. Have a beer. Shut the fuck up.
Start drinking beer for once.
Oh, man. Only if it's trendy.
Yeah.
How about those pumpkin beers? It's almost pumpkin beer season.
Ooh. Okay, now I'm interested. Where are we going? Ooh. Anderson Valley? Are they back? Are they still around?
I'm sure.
Has anybody checked on Anderson Valley lately?
Could somebody go up there, drive up there and see they're up there doing anything?
Just kind of shake them, make sure they're
like, what? Huh? What? Hey, guys, it's almost pumpkin beer season. What? Oh, it is? Oh, shit. Hey, Frank.
We'll be right there.
Frank. Yeah, we got to start making that pumpkin beer. Okay.
Hold on, I'm filling out my census. We'll be right there.
We'll be there in Whole Foods in 3 weeks.
Just give them last year's. We still got some left over.
Sure, it's fine.
Would you be able to tell if a pumpkin beer was a year old?
I don't know, man. I think this pumpkin's falling off, bro.
Yeah, pumpkin's fading.
Bro, this pumpkin's fading. Well, that's good, right? No, man.
Got the pumpkin fade.
I like that allspice, like, really hit me. fresh. You see Harpoon back east there in I think they're in New Jersey. Is Harpoon? Or no, they're Massachusetts. Awesome. They're collabing with Dunkin' Donuts. They're going to make a mix pack.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have four different flavors in that mix pack. And those four different flavors are Dunkin' Donut flavor beers. This is Hops Hound, Hops underscore Hound found this one.
Wow.
There is a pumpkin spiced latte.
Latte?
Matt will immediately throw those three into the river.
Mm-hmm.
There's three Boston Cream stouts.
Wow.
There's three jelly
Boston
donut.
Cream?
Yeah. Jelly donut IPAs. Would you want a jelly donut IPA?
Yes.
Okay. You asked for it. You're that early looking out for Nick. Jelly donut IPA. And a coffee porter.
Ooh, nice.
I guess they have a coffee donut? Or they're just coffees related, so. That's coming out in September. If you get Harpoon, look out for that. England is a little further ahead of us on taking care of this COVID-19. So they're in a better stage than we are. Their stage right now, which I don't think will work in America, but they're able to do it with some success, some not, is that you can go out, but they are telling you to, if you do go to a pub, to be stay with your bubble of people. So everyone, you kind of have a bubble of people, and they're saying like, okay, you can go to a pub, but you can only go with your bubble. Don't mix. And if you're going to talk to somebody outside of your bubble, you got to be a significant distance away. And some people are complaining about like, hey, those people are mixing bubbles. And so this has become a thing, which I think in England, maybe they're a little bit more reserved where they can ask people to do this. And maybe a lot of people will comply. But in America, there's just no way you can't have that rule in America. Cause there's no way people would comply.
Out of my bubble, bro.
You imagine trying to police that, Matt, at Tioga. Say, hey, your bubbles are mixing, bro. Can't do that.
No comment.
Stay out of that. Which, I mean, I think is a good thing to be. This is what everyone should be doing. Stay in their own bubbles, but. Like I cannot imagine Americans adhering to this, especially in a drinking.
What are you, the bubble police?
Yeah, I'm the bubble police. Hey.
Oh.
Two bubbles are mixing.
Is that how you pass the time? You self-police?
Yep.
Bubbles?
This is what I do. I go to bars and look for bubbles to mix, mixing up bubbles.
Yeah, like a tape measure, or what's your laser pointer?
Yep.
What's your distance tool here?
I'm the
cardboard cutout of Eddie Van Halen.
The couple from Portlandia that they're always hiking or on the river or whatever, and they're like ultra preparers for like whatever.
Hey, river.
They regulate everyone. They're like, hey, I don't know what those two are named. You guys remember?
No.
They're like, they would love that sort of stuff.
I think you should take Eddie Van Halen around town and be like, you need to be one Eddie Van Halen around apart.
Okay. I'll try that.
That's your distance measuring tool.
Head and shoulders is clinical. Dang it. Why is it going to have a commercial?
Because it's YouTube.
They got to make that money off that YouTube, that 2 cents.
Google owns them. They don't need money. Head and Shoulders is a brand of shampoo. Okay, got it.
Yeah, No, we don't need to put the life jackets on.
Yep, those two. That's a couple.
10 feet from the water, you need a life jacket?
Let's just wait till we're closer.
Okay. Did we bring enough stuff?
No, but that's what nature's about. We leave all our stuff behind.
I wish we had the camera.
I know.
What is the point?
We'll bring one back next time.
What is the point?
Right.
I'm telling you, we should have brought that camera.
Let's practice a couple safety things really quick. If any of us is unable to speak and goes down, what's the signal?
Hey, all right.
That's great. You see the grip? It's a loose grip.
Okay.
All right, so it slides up and down.
Okay.
Right hand grabs this. For safety, pull back.
And you're Portlandia. Here.
Okay.
You have to try to grab the rope.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Hey, Dave. I'm sorry.
They're rafting.
This is our area right here.
What are you guys doing?
Sorry.
Guys, we talked to the park ranger and we have this time scheduled.
No, I'm sorry. Is that a beer?
Thanks a lot.
Sir, Dave, he has a keg. Is that a keg? Do you have a license for that? What's your blood alcohol level right now? Dave.
Thumbs up?
Okay, no.
For what?
You couldn't listen, could you? Please hold back. Ah, Dave!
Hold on a second. Hold on. That funny? Cap! Cap!
They're going to die now.
Cap!
Hail River!
Cap!
Hail River!
Cap! What did we decide for Hail River?
Hail River!
What did we decide?
Hail River!
Cap! Wait! Dear Cap,
you're
we
dead.
Never decided, at least I think, what A-O River means. Forgive me, but you know, you've forgiven me before for not getting it right. At least we had a good time. This was really life-changing.
A-O River!
I'm writing a note! Hopefully I'll see you in the near future.
I'm writing a note.
Yours, Dave King River. Ha ha. You know what I mean. Grab the bottle!
Hey, Dave.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I just sent you a note.
Hey, can you guys grab that bottle?
Hey, River!
Yeah. There you go.
So that couple, that couple out in the brewery, regulating everyone's bubble, and
hey-o,
6 feet. 6 feet? Are you 6 feet? Is this 6 feet? I think we should just turn the show into just listening to Portlandia sketches.
Portlandia recap.
Yeah, show. Or no. You know, we just listen to it. And once in a while, we'll say something over it. And that's the podcast.
I am in.
We'll drink beer during it. So, you know, the beer geeks will like it.
Yeah, all they drink beer.
Hold on, there's another commercial.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Nice choice. I love this place. Hang out. So, we're thinking it's a callus, right? And so he cuts it open. It's a wart. Oh, come on. A guy like that hanging out here? Bar's over. What? Oh, come on. Man. Fixed gear bikes are over. Hey, man. Take it. Free. Enjoy it. Because they're over.
Because they're over.
Over. And I show up and I'm giving everybody hugs, you know. Hey, you're my cousin. You're this, you're that.
Hey,
and
you're my
I
cousin.
Figure out it's like not even my family at all. Like I don't know anybody there. I'm like a total stranger. Stupid. What? What did that guy make?
Oh. Shell art.
Guess what? Shell art is over.
That's all I really wanted out of that.
Thanks for ruining shell art.
Guys, that's your Portlandia update.
Guys waving at me. Hi, how's it going? Cold out there.
Oh, hey, friend.
Cold out there. All right. Oh, we're still doing the show.
Hey, we're back.
This is our show now.
Now this is our show.
It's not the Green Tom Show.
Any other culture items would you like to insert into this segment? Okay. That's good. Is it time for our second beer yet?
What's our second beer? Oh, yeah, I know. Never mind. Yes.
All right. I'm going to go to the beer fridge.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. You guys don't get a beer fridge, Mike. I get one. Nobody's going to say anything for a while here, apparently. I'm here at the beer fridge. Now I'm shutting the door to the beer fridge.
This is where we usually make fun of him because he can't hear us, but...
I'm back from the beer fridge.
And that's why Mikey gets two stars. Oh, hey!
What? What happened? What did I do? Remember this? Beer fridge. I'm talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike. Looking for a beer tonight. I'm walking to the beer fridge. I'm talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike. Looking for a beer tonight. There I am. We have a new beer. Well, I gotta wait. Now I gotta wait for Nick. Gosh, Nick. Did you spill, Matt? Are you all right?
No, I'm the guy that still washes my cans when I don't know where they came from.
I should be still doing that. Yeah, I was hardcore washing all my groceries before, and now I've given up on the grocery washing.
There are multiple experts that have said that it's not a surface-to-surface transfer, and it isn't a hand-to-face issue. Dr. Drew does a lot of live...
Oh, don't listen to that guy.
...Twitter things.
Wow.
He's one of them. One of many that has said that it is not a surface-to-surface or a hand-to-face. It is a cough or a sneeze or a talk where there's droplets that would go from person to person. So you don't need to wash your groceries. You don't need to, worry about that little side scratch with your index finger that you just did.
I'm worried now. So. All right. You guys ready here? We are in unison having a DDH now for the next one.
I love gold.
I have a Black is Beautiful. This one is made by Miraz Brewing Company.
Oh. I thought of everybody Yeah. I knew Mikey would like Miraz. I knew I liked Urban Roots. Brother got Crooked Lane.
Oh, I see.
Where's Crooked Lane? Mine's
not Miraz.
So Wazoo Corvette was nice enough to donate us 4 Black is Beautifuls. And one of them was a black IPA. So I was like, well, this doesn't fit the form, so I might as well drink that myself.
You're not supposed to make a black IPA with that.
You can do whatever you want. But
as long as you donate the money to where it's supposed to.
Correct. But yeah, there was multiple breweries participating in this, and we could have done some sort of effort to obtain the beers, but Wazoo was nice enough to donate them to us. So I did the little extra effort to make sure that each one of us got one, and now we're able to sip on them.
Wow.
And this is very similar to the ones I've had before. I think this is my third or fourth Placazuval, but this Mraz one is very... It tastes like the ones I've had before.
Which Crooked Lane is from Auburn, California.
Okay.
Sacramento.
Mraz is from El Dorado Hills.
Mine's from Sacramento.
Ooh, it's a biggie. 10%. Are your guys at 10%?
I'm sipping on a 10%er.
Oh, boy. And we have a mustard beer coming up later. Stick around.
What? Oh, mine's only 8.5.
I'll sorry. Mine's 10.2.
Whoa, so Nick got the least one.
Wow. How am I going to get drunk? I mean, seriously.
How am I going to get drunk on this? It's only 8.5.
Maybe you only need 8%.
It's the universe telling you that's all you need.
But I wanted 10.
I want 10 Oompa Loompa now. Where are we at? Oh, we just got a bear. And we're doing this. We're doing it.
This beer's good. It's kind of dangerous, though. It reminds me of stouts that I miss, where they kind of have a coffee, chocolate.
Yeah, like, it's a very traditional feeling
thing going on without having those involved in the beer. There's just those roasted barleys and malts that just say, hey, this is a stout. And you're like, I agree with that.
I agree with your stout. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Hey, this is the time when the listeners get to be on the show. You can be one of those people. You can call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. Or you can email us some audio, even your own 3-minute podcast, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Send that file over to us and we'll play that. Let's start off with some traditional voicemails from a person.
Hey, fellas, what's up? Calling from Alpine, Wyoming. Jay here, currently sitting at Melvin Brewing's Tap House.
Ooh.
This is a fantastic place. Amazing patio right now, watching the sunset over the lake. Really pretty sunset, thanks to all the smoke coming from you guys. Thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome.
But really beautiful place, sitting on a 2x4. Really good stuff. Just thought I'd check in, see how everyone's doing. Thanks for all you guys do. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Did he say wash your mask, wear your hands? Bye.
Wear your hands, dude. That's our first check. First check-in from Melvin, a Wyoming check-in. I'm not sure if we've had a Wyoming check-in either. Thank you, Hawthorne.
But they'll be at GABF virtually. Oh, Wyoming. Hey, right. Maybe not.
Montana Jim here. Jim, where are you? You're in the... Are you like 20 miles away from your phone?
The perfect tour.
Is he in a hallway?
The Football League wants to do a 2020 COVID-19
basement hiding from the hurricane
edition. Please let me know. Let's perfect porno. I know we've got to do a draft come up soon if you all are in it, but I really don't know if you guys are in it. So let me know. Maybe you do a poll or something. Hell, I don't know. And Nick, 80.
No.
We did a little bit of side this side, maybe looking out for. I'm planning on picking that up on Friday. So keep up the good work. And I know Matt wasn't there, so let's revisit this. Let's do a Voltron Brewery revisit. If you could bang out 5 breweries that would collaborate and or consolidate into the 5 as a beer entity, what would they be? I'll start you off. And I'm basing most of my choices on beer breath, as in the amount of beers and styles of beers they're going to do. I'm going to fire in with Bottle Logic first, because their Bottle Logic bourbon barrel series is just out of this world. Their sours are fantastic. And I'll follow that up with those guys out of Portland. You know who I'm talking about. So that's 2.
Rub?
Wait. You don't know who I'm talking about?
Deschutes?
Have you heard?
Great Notion, bro.
Have you heard of their sours? If you don't know what I'm talking about, get off of this podcast, because you don't know what I'm talking about. You just had your craft beer, indie beer license released. Okay, so we're going with 3 rapid breweries real quick, and I think I'll go with, we're going to go with Green Sheet. Because they're fantastic, and they actually...
Ah! Didn't make it, dude.
Aww.
All right, wait. I think he came back. 3 minutes, real quick, man.
Though.
Oh, yes.
Real quick, though.
Yes, yes.
Both of you guys have Great Notion beers.
What?
Yeah, I do.
What? Why didn't you tell me this?
What? Did you not look at the box, that you received today?
Oh, I noticed.
From the no, apps. I saw it.
All right.
Oh, it's in the fridge. It's chilled.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, holy
great. Oh, shame.
I forgot about that 3-minute limit. So,
3-minute limit.
I'm going to go with...
He's a garage boy. He's really in the garage.
Great Notion. We're going to go ahead and slide into Green Sheet out of the northern... Orange County, also known as Orange. And then for my last 2 on the Voltron 5 Brewery Battery, I think I'm going to go ahead and throw a couple flyers. I'm going to throw Arizona Wilderness in there as number 4.
Nice.
And number 5. That's a nice poll. What do I say about number 5? Maybe number 5 should be someone with decent distribution. Maybe number five should be something with, I don't know, assassory? I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and throw Stone Brewing in at number 5 because they are the black lion of this. We are going to build off of the distribution network of Stone Brewing. We are going to build off of the reach of Stone Brewing. Even though Greg has had his onesie-nunsie with this marketing campaign, I think Leave No Stone Unturned is maybe one of the better indie craft beer advertising campaigns in the last couple of years. So give me your thought. Oh, and Bearded Brewer, you haven't answered this question yet. I know the other 2 knuckleheads have, and maybe they want to change their answers. So I'm going to leave it all open. So what are your Voltron 5 breweries? Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, kind of sounded like he was in a True Your Beer shower, didn't I mean? Because
wow.
True Your Beer retiled that thing, you know. So maybe
he was in the steam room.
That was like a lot of tile.
Yeah. So, or maybe he was in XL Perro's. XL Perro had some bathroom work done too. He could be in. We don't know whose bathroom he's in.
Don't call from there again, Fontana Jim. Sounded like crap. You almost brought down the show. Louie just went nuts on the dog behind us from that. So don't do that again.
Hey, you're a dog.
Do not.
Hey, you're a dog. I'm a dog too.
Are we best friends?
No.
He's like, hey, it's International Dog Day, bro.
Hey, bro, it's International Dog Day. Chill out. You chill the fuck out. Tell me to chill out. It's my backyard.
Your peach tree is shit.
Hey,
don't you?
Why don't you fix your fence someday? Fuck you. Fix your fence. It's both our fences.
Who's I'll replace the post. You replace the pickets. No, you replace the pickets.
Who's responsible? I don't know. I think we both are. Well, who's going to pay for it? You? No.
Your fence is over the line.
Over the line.
Hey, Perfect Pour.
What's going on, fellas?
It's Colin and Janine.
Hey, Colin.
What's up?
We are in a parking lot of one of our favorite breweries, Periodic, having a beer.
Yep, seems like the restriction thing is to sit outside in the parking lot now. But at least we have shade because it is
really hot.
Approaching 100 degrees every day out here, which is probably something you guys know something about.
Oh, that's cute.
Right. Want to tell Chew thanks for giving us a shout out
What's
last
up,
week.
Chew?
That was very nice
shout
of you.
Shout out, man, Chew. Thank you very much, man. You're one of the best parts of this community, no doubt.
We do feel, I feel honored to have a partner like Colin that likes all the many beer things I do.
Oh, I'm the lucky one, trust me.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk about Slater's 50-50 a little bit.
Yeah, we just got one here in Denver.
And it's two blocks from River North, which is super cool.
Right, so we went the other night with our friend Katie, who works at River North, and they're going to be pouring River North beer. And so we wanted to try their food, and their burgers was really good.
Yeah, it was a total food coma, though, afterwards. Warning.
Yeah, but it was...
You will not do anything after you eat Slater 50-50.
No, it should probably be your only meal of the day.
Okay.
It was
we'll remember that.
It was pretty decadent. We did enjoy it, though. It was a lot of fun. And the beer, they did have craft beer there. A lot of taps, but they were creative taps instead of just your basic bullshit, you know, like... So, it was good.
Basic bullshit!
We've been having fun doing a lot of things with our dogs. Now that everyone has a patio, you can bring your dog everywhere. So,
yeah.
We got the two little ones with us now.
Yep, they've been sniffing and barking. We were kind of trying to talk a little bit about the show and what's going on. And kind of curious where the Florida reps are. I know Steve's always on, but what happened?
We haven't heard from Hoppy or Lumber or Al Green in a few weeks.
I know, yeah. I know we're not exactly... been calling in every week either, but
we're not as consistent.
But we can
as
still call you fuckers out. That's all good.
How's the calendar coming?
Also, there's a beer rolling around called Wheelie Fucking Cool. Apparently, Scotty B's gonna hopefully give me the
Colin's just ignoring
that,
me.
I'm a big one wheel guy. That's my fun. Besides beer and sex, one wheel is like my favorite thing. So if you guys drink it, I hope it's good. I hope you enjoy it.
Someone was drinking it because it was on their Instagram post.
Yeah, so I don't know who that could be.
Well, I hope you guys have fun.
Yep.
Keep up the good work.
Yep. You guys keep it up.
Wash your hands. Stay safe. Do all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep up the good work guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the check-in, Colin and Jenny.
I mean, they don't know, but we do have a Slater. It's
coming.
It's a gas station, but we have one.
Well, we
used to be Shell. Now it's a Sinclair.
We have a 50-50 coming to Fashion Fair.
But you could go get a big Buford and then, you know, have your car worked on, get an oil change. So it's kind of the same experience, right?
Yeah, I would hope not. But it'll be better than that. One day when we can go to restaurants again. Keep up the good work. Nice. Bam, bam. We continue on with the voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Hey, second call. Back.
But we have a question this time.
Yeah, so have you guys ever been hanging out at the bar or at a brewery and get the invite to, like, the club membership style drinking? Janine?
I did just now.
Right.
Yeah, we got invited to be part of the Moose Lodge.
Which I feel like I should be offended by, but they actually were really nice about it. They're like, would you like to be a part of the Moose Lodge? It's $25 for women and $45 for men.
For the year.
For the year. And apparently they have cheap beer.
Really cheap beer. But they said we could go...
really cheap beer.
They said we could go two times as guests to, like, see if we like it.
Yeah.
They said they have food. They said they have a playground.
And they said they had periodic beer there.
Yeah, they said they had periodic beer on tap.
That's a brewery. It's like, it's pretty within like one block
but
of the place.
Are we old and lame?
Yeah, so if you ever join the Moose Lodge, does that make you like...
Yeah, like, we're wondering because it actually kind of sounds appealing.
Well, I tend to disagree. I think it sounds not appealing. But then again, the people are super nice.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It sounds kind of appealing because the people are nice. Drinks are cheap. But are we selling out? Are we getting old?
Well, they told us they had, like, a volleyball team, though.
Yeah, they did tell us they have a volleyball team, and, which I suck at because I can't fucking spike the ball because I'm too short.
Janine's really short.
I'm very, very short.
I don't know. So, yeah, so we have activities, and we're awesome, and you can drink, you know, Bud Light.
And we have cheap food.
And cheap food. So we love our friends, and we want to hang out with them there, I guess. They're new friends, I guess. I don't know. Should we do it? Should we be part of the Moose
Lodge? Yeah, so question for you guys.
Yeah. So in this scenario, imagine there's at least one craft beer on tap. Just one.
Would you do it?
Yeah, would you do it? Moose Lodge.
Do it.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Oh, man. If they have one craft beer on tap, I'll do it.
I think they should do it because I think once you're a member, you can go to any Moose Lodge wherever you travel.
If
you
need, like, really?
A beer and a bite. Yeah. I think you're accepted to any lodge around the country after that.
There's one in Madera.
There you go. Madtown Lodge. Mm-hmm. Madtown Mooses.
Mad Moose.
Mad Moose.
Ah, sounds like it's worth it right there. As long as there's one, I can have one. Like if there's a Sierra or something. Or maybe if I'm a lodge member, I have an influence. I'll be like, you know what, guys? We need to get a tap of Sierra.
Pale. Yeah.
My uncle, great uncle, Unc, in Concordia, Kansas. He was a member of the lodge there. So
there you go. You could go back.
You could, yeah. Be like, hey, bro.
See that guy on the wall, third from the left?
That's my uncle.
So that's him.
Hook me up.
Yeah.
Industry. I'm industry.
Look at this beer belly. It's the same as his.
They're like, oh, yeah, you're totally his nephew. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What are the perfect pour? Did you hear about Nick and Mike? How you about this doing? Mikey,
good. Yes,
let's
sir.
Talk about you real quick, homie. Okay. It seems like you're really, really venturing to the back of your beer fridge, Holmes, and you're drinking those
the drags,
stouts and
bro.
Porters and those beers you really don't like to drink because... You having a beer shortage, I said. So here's a quick little food for thought or an idea or just something that I think would be better off done for us out there, the community that are sending beers out to the Perfect Pour. Let's start sending three of if you're going to send two beers, send six of them,
sure.
three of each. Reason being, because we don't have the boys together right now. They're all in their own quarantine studios. So this way they can all actually try the same beer and give us their, you know, what their thoughts on it, their opinions on that typical beer. That's just a little thing. Just my little thing. It makes me feel like they're back together, you know, since they're not together. And we like it when they drink the same beer and they each have their own different opinions. It's what we like on the show, correct? Anyways, Also like to say thank you, big ups to Mark Ratty. Sent me 3 beers. It was supposed to be a 1v1 beer trade, TDH General Sherman Citra, for a pickle beer. I haven't had a pickle beer, never. I don't think I've ever had one. Can't even find them out here where I'm at. So he sent me 3. Why? Because I'm a dope motherfucker, maybe. He sent me a spicy pickle beer, homie, and that reminds me of those pickles you used to eat at school when you used to buy at the student store for like 50 cents, and there was this huge pickle in the bag, and you either had got the regular or the flaming hot one. Dude, that's what this thing reminds me of, so this weekend, that's what I'm going to be drinking. Also, Florida Steve, thank you for the porch bomb. I think we should stop saying porch bomb with all this shit going around and the FBI listening to phone taps. So let's just start saying yeast samples, homie. that way we don't get our green light by the FBI or the CIA or the ADA, whoever runs the fucking ICE or whatever, homie. Thank you. Your package is on its way. And also another thank you to Donnie Adams, homie. Came through, sent me a couple extra beers. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying one right now. It's called Badger State Brewing Company. Wee Bien Lager, a Mexican-style beer brewed with limes. What I really love about the can, homie, on the top lip, it says Echo in Wisconsin. That's it. That's fucking feedman, homes. I really love how they put that on there. Also, choose barbecue tip of the week. I said this week's tip, barbecue tip, is easy, homie. Use your fucking oven, homes. It is way too fucking hot to be outside barbecuing. It's like,
grilling
in front of a fucking volcano while the devil is behind you waiting for you to fucking go to hell. Nobody's gonna want to hang out with you and drink beers while you're out there. So as you're out there on the grill and you look in your fucking sliding door and everybody's hanging out inside your kitchen table enjoying some cold beers under some cold AC, fuck that shit, homie. You need to be part of that. So don't barbecue outside and use your fucking oven. If you want to get the nice smoky flavor, use liquid smoke, homes. Just don't go heavy. Go light. On my meats, when I usually do use the oven in the house, I use yellow mustard for my binder so my rubs or my spices can stay on the meats. So add a few drops to the mustard or whatever you like to use. And coat your meats, and then you can add your rubs. Like I said, go light, because that shit's strong and powerful, and you don't want to ruin whatever you're making. On burgers, when you make your patties, homie, add a couple drops, homie, to your ground beef. It gives it that nice smoky flavor, homes. Just take it easy, homes. Don't go too fucking crazy. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. That's been Chew Your Beer's barbecue tip of the week. Even though it's not really barbecuing, but I'm saving your fucking balls from dehydrating and falling off. And that's it, homie. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you, Chew. I have an opposite feeling about the grilling and the oven. Maybe because I've been working off a swamp cooler the past couple of years. AC went out a couple of years ago, so we've just, and luckily there's I had an AC and swamp cooler combo, and now only the swamp cooler works, so I've just been using that. So we don't cook, we tried to cook as little as possible in the house to make it, because just the kitchen just becomes
not fucking heated up.
And kitchen becomes unbearable.
The oven cooks, man.
Yeah, so I've been using the Traeger grill for all the any sort of stove and oven purposes. It's the Traeger has been used.
And eggs, Traeger it.
Yeah, you can Traeger anything, man. It's the
Traeger
same as having an outdoor oven. So I know Chew is delicate. Chew Your Beer is very delicate, but me, I'm used to friggin' heat outside. So I'll hang out 100 degree weather, grilling, having a beer, having some water, whatever, man. Just sitting by my grill, smoking it up.
Do you Traeger your leftover pizza?
Ooh, I haven't reheated pizza with it. I have done a pizza with it, though.
Have you Traegered your leftover Chipotle with it yet?
No, I never have leftover Chipotle. All that Chipotle gets eaten. I'll eat a Chipotle burrito and be like,
what is this you speak of?
I'll be like, man, I sure wish I had another burrito.
first month and a half of my house, well, I ordered, I had a Kenmore microwave at my previous house, and I was like, oh, I'll just get the same microwave. So I ordered it from Sears. They sent me the wrong color, which I understand why Sears went out of business now. So it took a month and a half to get the correct color microwave from Sears. So I had to reheat stuff on the stove. And it was interesting, but
a lot of work.
I have friends that they're just like, yeah, I got a new place. Don't have a microwave. Don't miss it. And I'm just like, okay. And I took that to, I was like, okay, yeah, if I can't heat something up in the microwave, you just throw it on the stove in a pan real quick and heat it back up.
Yeah.
I guess in your case, you just fire up the Traeger and, you know, just.
Yeah. No, I'll use a microwave, man. I'll use a microwave still. I mean, I think a microwave is almost indispensable. These people without the microwaves, I don't get that.
How do you live? How do you cook your hot pockets?
Yeah, come on. You can do oven for that, but just like heating something up for like 30 seconds in the microwave, pop it in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than heating up the stove.
Oh, I see.
And also Chu was talking about, what was the other thing? If you're going to send us beers, having all three, you know, that's a lot to ask. But it's just funny that he mentions that on the episode where we're drinking the same beer episode.
Hey, we did not plan this.
We did not. Mustard beer coming, guys. What will we think of a mustard beer? And one more voicemail this week. Oh, it's a shout-out show!
What will the treat you be here with shout-outs, Holmes? This week's shout-out will be easy, quick, and fácil, Holmes. So check it out. This week's shout-out goes out to the one and only The Bottle Shop in Sylmar, Holmes. Jack and George doing an amazing job with their company, Holmes. Treat their customers all the same. If you're there to spend $300 to the person that's spending $30, you all get the same amount of respect from them. They love to inquire new breweries, and they do ask their customers what they want to see, what they're looking for, and they really try hard to try to get it. They also focus a lot on local stuff like A1A Brewery, San Fernando, McLeod. They try to keep the local community happy. And they also try to reach out and get those hard-to-find beers, homie. This team is an amazing team. The store's always impeccable, clean. You can eat off the floors. Everything's so nice and neat. Their bourbon selection is amazing. These guys are just the perfect crew to run a bottle shop, homie. The only thing I wish they did have was a bottle opening fee where you can sit down and drink the beers there while you chit-chat and talk with the crew. But, you know, other than that, this shout-out goes out to The Bottle Shop. Everybody, thank you for listening. Appreciate the good words you guys have to say. And this has been...
Shout-out.
Yeah, shout-out show. Thank you, Chu, for the shout-out show. There you go. It's a bottle shop down in L.A. Chu's place, man. I got to check that out sometime. Just go in there. Say, hey, I know Chu. And be like, oh.
Yeah. And he'll be like, what? Did you call me?
What? Nah, man. They'll hook me up because I know Chu.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for that third beer yet, or we want to wait a little bit?
What are you guys doing? Where you at? Where you at?
I still got some Black is Beautiful.
I got a little bit left.
Mm-hmm. Looking out for me. Looking out for beers.
This is so we look we look for releases and just beers that are floating out there in the universe that we are looking out for and we want to have. Some would call it in search of, but we call it looking out for LOFs. Nick?
Because the world has gone hazy.
No. Don't tell me you're looking out for a hazy beer.
No, I'm not, but that's all there is, so it's hard to find one that's not.
Yeah. Look, you notice how brown beers are just almost off, wiped off the face of the earth.
Zero. Yeah, there's like two. I walked in out of the barrel, and they're like, oh, hey, we haven't seen you for a while. I was like, yeah, no shit, everything's hazy here. Can't buy a damn beer to save my life.
Haze everything.
Yeah. So, Microphone Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. Elk Grove Village, Illinois. They have an Imperial Smells Like Bean Spirit.
What the fuck? Bean? Yeah.
Bean Spirit. So it's a coffee stout. Coffee.
Oh, sorry.
Maple syrup and coffee blend stout. Breakfast stuff.
All right.
If you will.
Breakfast beer.
Breakfast beer.
You support that?
bring them back, please.
The breakfast place on Marks and Bullard.
Breakfast house.
No.
Benediction.
Benediction. Thank you.
Oh,
if Benediction Marks would start serving some beer, oh man.
Even if it's stout?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, whatever. Hams lager.
Producer Beck, that's
breakfast hams.
Producer Becky's favorite breakfast place in Fresno. We can get tie in some beer there.
Moon's over my hammy. It's two eggs over two hams beers.
Ooh. What are you looking out for? Anything else?
That's my looking out for, please.
All right. Please. Matt?
Let's see. I'm always looking out for Urban Roots, but, you know, everybody knows that.
Anything Urban Roots, Slice, Urban Roots, bring it.
It's almost a looking out for, and it's almost a cheers. I'm just going to get them both done in the same sentence. But Donnie Adams, or Don Adams, depending which way.
Drinking
in the Northwest. He sent us beers, and we all individually received some beers from that allotment, and I'm looking out for those. Looking out for, as in, I will drink them within this next week.
All right. Looking out to Mikey, drink them.
Mikey got a Crowler, and then the brother got a West Coast IPA, which on the front of the can, it kind of had a Rat Fink look on it.
Oh yeah, the MPH. I saw
that. Yeah. So he lucked out on that. Mikey got a E9, which is a pogo stick mosaic.
Okay.
Then he got a
single hop. Is that what where are
Mikey
you going
also got a Mongo IPA?
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure out what the Kolsch is all about. Mm. I believe I had the Mingler IPA. I think that's the one I took. I think Mikey got the other Crowler.
The Mingler.
The Mangler Mingler.
Creepy. General Mangler.
The Mingler.
And then the Drew Brew, which is a Kolsch.
A sports reference, so you guys don't even get the pun on that one.
Oh, yeah, that's totally lost on me.
Wow. Brew Breeze. San Diego people will get that.
Drew Brews.
Drew Brews. Brew Breeze.
So does his XL name is understand Drew, this?
Is a San Diego quarterback who actually he's a Colts quarterback, but his name is Drew Brees.
I've heard the name. It's not funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you guys so that you get where the pun comes in.
Ah.
You can say Brew Drees or Brew.
Brew Drees. Brew Drees. Welcome to my Brew Drees.
Then there's Irish Death. I don't remember which one of us got that.
Oh, and then there's Irish Death. The old Irish Death, huh? That's
kind of like an Irish exit.
That's the death I hope I get.
But yeah.
Oh, Mikey, he got the old Irish death. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, we thought he was still here, but actually he was dead.
He's way between the sheds.
Turns out he was dead. We assumed he was still here, but turns out he had been dead.
Found him between the sheds. And
does that happen after you eat Taco Bell? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
But yeah, so cheers to him. That's my pre-cheers and cheers, and that's my looking out for. Those are beers I've never heard of or companies I've never heard of, and we'll figure out what that's all about.
Okay.
Turn yourself around.
Look out for a Mad Dog Brewing Company. This is from Wales. Penperlini. Ed, I hope I'm pronouncing that somewhat properly. Penperlini, Wales. Stouty McStout Face.
Yes.
Look at that. Looking out for Nick. I knew Nick could get that would get right.
Excellent name.
Stouty McStout Face. Yeah. And it's the first time this Stouty McStout Face has been in 440 milliliter cans. That's coming out October 1st. So it's a full bodied stout, but it's 4.5. Do you think you can get a full bodied stout at 4.5?
No, this is a
this is a sham. Mad Dog is a sham. You can't get a full bodied stout at 4.5%. Not possible. Alvarado Street Brewing Mai Tai.
Alvarado.
The Mai Tai IPA, but it's pineapple.
Okay. Was it not pineapple before?
Well, this one's just all pineapple.
Oh.
It's one of the best IPAs that in existence, and then it's all pineapple, so come on. Pineapple. Man. Well, this week's Humble C is Don't Quit Your Day Fog.
No, great.
It's a...
What'd you call me?
It's got Citra Lopamax? Lopamax? Waku TV? Waku 2? Waku 2? Eldorado and Sabro. And the Humble C really was smart to take... They're taking advantage of... You know, they use foggy instead of hazy, which we are supported. We were saying foggy before they were saying foggy, but that's fine. And so they have a wide variety of name choices they can use because they use foggy instead of hazy. We all know the best names come from hazy beers, but then they have almost exclusive rights to foggy, so they can use all the foggy puns. A local one to look out for, House of Pendragon, Steam Dragon. It's a California common. Don't see too many California commons out there.
Are they trying to go to business? What's going on?
Are they trying to not make money? And one from Modern Times called Poolside, a double IPA. I like any beer with pool referencing. Flavors of pineapple, mango, lime, and coconut, and vanilla. And that's an 8.5%er. Sort of a big beer. And that's some looking at beers. I'm going to go to the beer fridge and we're going to cue this up. And it's going to play.
Oi.
Uh-oh. I'll do it. Come on. So our theme this week is we're all drinking the same beers. Wow. The Black is Beautiful like beers there. Were close enough. We had a General Sherman DDH earlier.
Yeah.
And now we have the infamous.
We're one short.
I love gold.
I thought he had already opened his up. Thought I heard him open it.
Oh, he disappeared into the background again.
I think he disappeared.
Disappear. Oh, you're going into the cup. Mm-hmm.
This is the famous collab between Oscar Blues and French's Mustard. Beer. Given to the show by Colin and Janine. Thank you, Colin and Janine, for donating this to the show. It is a tropical wheat beer brewed with French's mustard and other natural flavors. A 5.2% beer. It actually has French's mustard in it. There's Matt. He's back.
Matt back.
And other natural flavors.
Yeah, other. You don't need to know what those are. They're other. All right, here we go. Oh, God, this is a weird-ass freaking aroma.
Oh, I'm okay with this.
I do not like the aroma.
I am not mad at this.
I do like this.
I'm all in.
I do like mustard, by the way.
Oh, yeah, mustard. I like mustard, too. Is obviously.
I'm getting the mustard. I am getting the mustard. Maybe it's...
We've even switched to mustard on our French fries. That's how much I like mustard now.
I support that.
I'm more of a mustard and tots guy than I'm mustard and fries.
Yeah, well, that's what started it. But then we're like, it works on tots. Why not fries? No.
You can't do that. Just be like, oh, why not French fries? No.
Oh, yes.
Tater tots.
Tater tots, pretzels, too?
Sweet potato tots.
Tater tots, too?
And mustard. Sweet potato tots and that. Brown mustard.
Okay, now Mikey's going to have to make this show include swear words. Fuck.
I already did that.
Sweet potato.
Whoa. Wow. Dude.
All the sweet potatoes fried. How did it take
370 episodes to find this out? You don't like sweet potato anything?
Sweet potatoes and yams. Keep them at Thanksgiving. No other time.
Sweet potato crisp cut fries. Please.
Nope.
Sweet potato. Get out of here. Tots. I'll take it.
Nope.
I would say I would not like sweet potato fries over regular fries at all, but once in a while I would enjoy sweet potato something. The Bulldog Brewery had good sweet potato fries. Ooh. Can't remember those guys.
Bulldog.
This is a good beer. I mean, maybe it's because I like mustard, but it's a good beer.
There must be lime in here. There has to be lime in here.
Is that the other natural flavor?
It has to be.
It's the lime from the little plastic lime. What's that called? The lime juice.
It's acidic and it's citrus.
Gleek juice.
There has to be lime. But I would drink this.
You are
drinking this.
Drink this now.
If somebody's like, you wouldn't, I'd be like, I would. And I did.
I really think I would. Thought I wouldn't until it showed up.
I have a mustard option now, but you guys have never tried mustard with your mac and cheese.
Wow. No.
You would not think it's good, but it's good. I'm not saying do it all the time, but try. Give it a try sometime. Give it a shot.
Either grilled cheese or mac and cheese, I would do honey mustard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's in the same ballpark.
I do love a good honey mustard. Just saying.
We don't do it often, but Red Robin's poppy seed honey mustard is pretty killer on French fries.
All right. Who's got their untap open? Anyone want to go? Been caught?
You want to go, bro?
You want to go? You want to go?
You want to go?
You go right now? You want to go right now? Woo!
I got a DM.
Yeah, I'm like, but we're getting ago. A Oops. Live reading of Nick's untapped DM.
Yeah. Who is it? It's just Donnie telling us about the beers Matt is feeding us right now. Sorry, Donnie.
Oh, that's so boring.
I
swear
I checked my untapped more than that.
I wanted to be a girl.
Okay, so.
I really enjoy that stout you're drinking right now, Nick. What are you I up would. To?
Wow. I would fall for that.
Like,
how are you?
Hi.
I don't have Venmo. I have PayPal. Can I pay $10?
Just immediately assumes it's somebody looking for money. I don't have Venmo. What the fuck? She's like, I was just flirting with you. I don't want money.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I knew that.
I know. I'm not flirting either.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the meme that says the waiter walks up and says, "Oh, enjoy your meal," and then you reply, "You too," back. That's
you my too. Equivalent.
You too.
Oh my God, that guy is flirting hard with me over in table five.
Yeah, flirting hard. So I didn't check in shit. But what I can remember is I had a Urban Roots.
Yeah.
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. They're tropical IPA.
But I almost got that, but does it have coconut in it?
No, it's just the hops giving it a coconut-esque presence.
That honestly gave me, like, don't buy this vibes. And so I didn't. Because of that, I was like, it says no coconuts, but it says coconut flavor. I'm like... You're messing with my mind.
They're like, we want to be very clear. No coconuts, people. Don't worry. We didn't use coconuts. Nobody likes coconuts, but it Nobody. Tastes like coconuts. That's pretty cool, right? Like, wait, do you not like coconuts or do you like coconuts? I don't understand.
Or do you put the lime in the coconut?
Chick-a-da-lop. Yes, please see my earlier reference to Out of the Barrel not having any West Coast IPAs.
Ooh. Ooh. There's that one brewery that they really like there. Now, especially for draft. And yeah. I've never heard of that brewery, but they go hard. They go heavy on that brewery. I'm just like, nobody cares.
All about in, this bro.
Brewery. They are all in about that brewery. I can't remember the name, but it's just very nondescript.
Starts with a B. I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just like, God damn! Like, you have eight of these fucking.
Oh, they recommend it all the time.
Like, what are you looking for? Look at this one. Yeah. The one I've never heard of. You have eight of them on tap. Nah.
That's great.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Alvarado Street, dude.
Alvarado
Street.
Alvarado.
Alvarado's used cars here.
Alvarado here. You ever been down a river without a paddle? That's like listening to the perfect pour.
Hi, I'm Al. Alvarado.
Matt? Nick didn't check anything in. His untapped stock has gone down.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't check crap in. But
oh, my God. Greg Alvaro or whatever. He's Greg? Upset. Isn't
it I'm Greg? Digging. I'm digging
Greg
deep.
Greg Alvarado.
Greg Alvarado is mad. Not checking in more.
I'm digging deep into my memory and receipts into what I drank in this past week. The big bulk of it has been Valley Haze from Tioga Sequoia. All I can tell you, Mikey, is we took the haze up to 11.
Oh, but why don't you just make 10, 11?
but these go to 11.
Oh.
So, you know, we talked about Space Ghost, right?
Yes.
You know how he went from coast to coast, right?
From coast to coast, man.
So maybe Valley Haze also went from coast to coast. That's all I'm going to say.
Hmm.
Coast to coaster?
It went from the other side of Sierras?
So it went from coast to coast. Anyways, so I did a Spokeasy, which is a little bar in Tower District.
The Spokies.
They commonly have affordable beers. I opted out of the Beechwood 10% IPA
Mistake. This week.
It was a good beer, but I did not need another 10%er in my life. So the four beers I picked up from them is they're from Alesmith. They had their standard IPA, always good, from Port Brewing, which we don't get a lot of. We get Pizza Port, but we don't get a lot of Port Brewing IPAs. They had a Soft Top. That was a really good IPA from Port Brewing.
That's it.
Mikey will love this one.
Soft Top Mustang.
It was in a 16-ounce can.
I love it already.
Good of the Public IPA from Society. Not a 12-ounce can.
Society.
But a 16-ounce can from Society.
I've not seen the 16-ounce of Society yet.
Yeah, so it's available at Spokeasy, $5 for the single can. The Soft Top was $4, so get those while you can. Okay. Then I had a Torpedo, which you guys are familiar with Torpedo.
I heard of him. Sierra, yeah. I heard of him.
Sierra. That was only $2.50.
$2.50.
Wow. $2.50 for a... That's a good deal. I also had some Fieldwork cans from locally.
Yeah.
They were at Out of the Barrel. They weren't as great as I wanted them to be. But I had them.
Fieldwork.
I don't have photos of them.
Prove it. They weren't really fieldwork then.
But yeah, those were some being caught drinkings. That's about it.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
That's me. And Discord.
No, I don't think that you're. No, on Discord you're like Beard Nap.
Oh, Twitch. Twitch, I'm Bearded Brewer 87. Which I connected it to my.
Your old. Are you doing Discord. Your old DLC show username? Is that what's going on?
Never heard of it.
Oh, ooh, that's disrespectful for your old video cast. I also bought the Fieldwork from Out of the Barrel. I still have one I haven't had yet. And then I had the one with the space on it. Something space something. It was pretty good, but like you, I was like, oh my God, I've got a Fieldwork in Fresno. I bought a can of Fieldwork. This is going to be amazing. And I was like,
right? Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, this is fine, I guess. And I was like, damn it. I wanted to be like blown away. I wanted my socks to get blown off.
Your skirt was down and your socks were on?
Yeah, they kept on. Yep. Oh, well. Maybe it's just the sign of the times. I think Slice Beer Co. and Urban Roots have just sort of went past field work, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Sad to say.
I think you're right.
Oh, what else? What else did I have? Do I have anything else? Damn it. Profile, Dorktown. Oh, yeah, I did get a four-pack. I made my own four-pack of Humble Sea. So that was fun. I had a Fog Barker. It's a Bob Barker's character from Happy Gilmore. Oh,
got it.
I thought you were just describing us in the morning.
Fog Barkers. You're a couple of Fog Barkers.
That definitely happens.
Another one called Just for the Halibut.
Yay.
Another foggy IPA. And another one, the other one called Salesforce from Humble Sea with the sailing and the thing. And the complete the four pack, I got a Wheelie Foggin' Cool. Wheelie Foggin' Cool, man. It's got a penguin doing a little on one of those little motorized one wheel skateboard things. Apparently, Colin was really looking out for that beer. And but I got it. And then apparently it's out because Scotty B was like, "Where do you get that beer, Chief?" And I said, "Out of the barrel." And then he went down there out of the barrel. And then they didn't have it anymore.
They're out
of the barrel. Out of the barrel. Modern Times, Ochio Molochio. Molochio.
Hey, you guys know I pronounce this right because you're Italian.
Ochio Molochio.
It's probably Ochio.
It's a Pilsner. It's an Italian Pilsner.
What? Oh, yeah. Like Padron.
Yeah. That was a nice day drinker.
Day drinking.
And from Pizza Port, Beach Retreat IPA. Nice. That was a nice beer.
Sounds fun.
And I had, like you were talking about earlier, no cuts, no butts, no coconuts from Urban Roots. No
coconut.
I enjoy that beer. I thought it was really
good. I do too.
That was good. And that's what the banana drinking. Find us on Untappd if you're on there. Be our friends. Because we like friends, okay? Where am I at? I'm in the wrong place, bro. Do-do-do-do-do. We're on the perfect pour, having mustard beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mustard beer.
Yeah,
would you marry? Producer Becky says we need to be marinating stuff with this beer. I would marinate some chicken with this.
Mustard chicken?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Do it. Cheers! Woo! Cheers! 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 Who's got cheers? I know we heard some pre-cheers from Matt. Do you have any more cheers, or is that complete your cheers for the evening?
My pre-cheers and my cheers are one and the same, but I'm also going to cheers True Your Beer because I guess I avoided his question last week, and I still avoided his question this week. So cheers out to you.
The little game continues. Nick?
Hello. Cheers to people. Just
people.
All the people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Cheers to our Florida reps. Hopefully they're staying safe in this time of hurricane.
It's anybody in Louisiana and Houston, our Houston rep. Man.
Oh, is it Houston?
Arkansas, too? Louisiana, wow. Arkansas.
Man.
Mississippi.
Getting hammered. Not in a good way.
No.
As Matt mentioned earlier, it is National Dog Day on Wednesday. So happy cheers to Louie.
Louie
the Lab.
Louis. Matt saw Louie earlier.
I did. Woo, I see you. I miss you. Hey, best friend.
Came to the scratches, and he started kick-starting the motorcycle. That's right. It was the whole thing. Tick, 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 tick. Cheers to Donnie. Cheers to Wazoo Corvette for the beer donations. And there was another one, and it's escaping my brain right now.
Damn brain. Laser brain.
Laser brain.
I still like this beer.
Oh, cheers to the cheers to the Fontana Jim. He's going to send me some beers pretty soon.
Aw.
Early cheers to him.
Pre-cheers. Cheers to our newest golden god, Randall White. Randall, out of nowhere, Randall comes through with a golden god contribution. Thank you, Randall. Our golden gods are the people that donate money to the show every month via the website Patreon. Patreon.com/perfectboar if you want to check it out and maybe be a golden god yourself. Get a little bonus episode, or you get a little bonus podcast every week. Plus, you get invited to the forum and a Discord group. And whatever else we can come up with. So thank you to all the golden gods, especially to a new golden god, Randall. Also,
don't forget, golden gods, we have stickers.
Oh, stickers, yes. Oh, we've got a couple new golden gods we got to get stickers out to. If you guys don't have something, message us and we'll be like, all right, cool. We'll get that out to you in 6 to 8 months.
Yes.
J Hops_Around. Donnie drinking in the NW. Melvin Brewing for including us in their social media. And basically thinking Jay is part of the Perfect Pour, which he is.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
No, he ain't lying. So cheers to Melvin Brewing and their new artwork on their variety packs. Cheers to PDX Briggs. Cheers to _the_wrench. Local boy doing good. Cheers to _resident_alien_invasion. And cheers to the Porum. Right, keeping it going in the Porum. And cheers to our firefighters here in the out west, especially in California. Everyone battling the August fire. Forest fires, and thank you for doing that for us. We just got to whine about the smoke, and you guys got to do out there and be in it all day trying to stop these fires. So big cheers to you, and cheers to everyone that's cool, man. Just be cool to each other. Stop being bad. Just that's all I can say. Yeah, he's good. We're good.
Good.
We're cool. All right. Be safe. Be safe. But still have fun.
Okay.
Still check your dates.
Nah.
Still wear a mask.
Oh.
Okay. And keep in your bubbles. Don't mix bubbles. Don't make the bartenders have to scold you for mixing bubbles. Stay in your bubble. Yeah,
don't mix my bubbles.
Stay in a bubble. Show.